be a special Yechidus. Okay, that's you going to the Chas. Echos. Oh. Even three people, it's worth the home. Right. Okay. Oh, okay, Shaya. I want to speak today of an interesting topic. It's for some people it's halacha lemaisa. I think for Rav people it's halacha, maybe not so much lemaisa, but you'll see machmirim doing it, and you might understand why they're doing it. This is about leaving drinks uncovered overnight. The funny thing is, it's nothing really got to do with overnight, it's got to do with over day as well. Whenever it is, it's a matter of 2 minutes, maybe even a minute. What is this all about? In the olden days, there used to be, and maybe in some places like I saw even today, there's snakes around. Nothing to do with Ruach Ra at all, it's snakes. And snakes have eres, poison, and if they are attached, they are attracted to three kinds of liquids. Mayim, Yayin, and Cholov. Water, wine, and milk. And water can mean orange juice, which is rose water, it can mean apple juice, it can mean lemonade, it can mean anything. And milk and wine, they're attracted to it. And full water. Anything of these things, leaving it open, the Nechoshim get attracted and they can put it in Eres. The Makor of this is not a new thing, it comes from Mishnah, Mefurash, a Mishnah in Trumas, the Gemara brings it down. Trumas Perikhas, Mishnah Dalad, Shloish Mashkin Asurim, Shem Gilui, there's Mayim, there's Yayin and Cholov. There's actually a simon to it, Mechash, is Mechash Chosh. Mechash is Mayim, Yayin, Cholov, and the Sheen is Shum, which is, I don't know what it means, garlic juice. So you can have that, something like that. Mechash Chosh. I mean, there's something to be choshish for. Now, Bizman Azeh, let's get to the bottom line. Bizman Azeh, Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah both say that today there's no snakes, so Mela is not Negea, so no problem of leaving drinks overnight. However, the Torah does bring it, and the Gaon says he argues Shulchan Aruch, and the Gaon says, even if Chazal tell us one reason, each reason, each takana of Chazal has 1,005 reasons. So if this is one of them, there's 1,004 reasons left for this takana. And the Gaon is Yidua, it's his Shittas HaGaon in many places. But in Megillas Esther, he had the same thing. You know, Esther, Aim Esther Megedes Melial Toves Amo. The Gaon says there, what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is that originally the first time why Esther was told not to say is because they didn't. If Esther would say she comes from such a Choshva family, they'll get on, they'll hold her. So better don't say and they'll throw you out. So what happened? They got hold of her and they took her. So Esther could have said, the reason's not again anymore because they've already got me. So for that price, I might as well say my Amma Meladati. Alpha became, the next pasuk says, after the story, Ein Esther Megedes Meladato. Because Esther knew Mordechai is Chazal, Anjelim Ezra, Chazal say something, even if the time is not Negea. But there's other reasons. Yeah. This applies most places, there are some exceptions, but the Jerich Klal, this is the reason. So therefore the Gaon and the Chazon Ish followed, and the Stipler followed, and Chaim Kanievsky follows, and you can see there's pictures, and so recently Hamidiyah, there's a picture of Chaim Kanievsky you see in the books. He always has a lid on his cup. And not when he's in front of people, because when he's in front of people there's showmen, people, they're scared of people, snakes. But often when he's learning himself, and he can go up to his kiss, whatever it is, you see very often there's a picture of whatever it is, tea, and things like that, with a lid on top of his cup. Yeah? So, and it's not only in the night, it's in the day as well, because snakes come whenever. However, they're awesome, they're only macked on the night, because they say, in the day there's people around, and even if just going out from there. In the day, snakes don't come, it's there for people only macking the night. So, but I think there are many people, you know, go to bed, you cover the jug, you cover the kettle, and you cover the few liquids. I think it is quite ungenomen in the night that people do it just as a chumrah. We'll get there. So let's just, so as we said, the Torah does bring it down. Shulchan Aruch says it's not negia. However, the Pri Chodosh says that even the Shulchan Aruch that says it's not Negea, but he'd agree that in places, let's say in Eretz Yisrael, where there are snakes, it is Negea. Even the Shulchan Aruch will agree. So I'm saying this, it's very schwer. Dan Weiss asks, says it's a bit of a pella to say this line, because where do you think Rabbi Yosef Karo made the Shulchan Aruch? In none other than Tzfas. And he said that Idna is not Negeas, and he meant even that it's wrong. It's a schwer Pichodosh. However, many poskim do take on this Pichodosh and say, Shulchan, Kafachan, Nechidah, they all say, in places where there are snakes like Eretz Yisrael, and other places you should cover. And it's Yadua Reb Chaim Kanievsky says about himself that once he left a cup of milk uncovered, and lo and behold, he found swelling in a little worm, a poisonous little worm, and he showed it to the Chazon Ish, and Chazon Ish was Molly Simcha. He said, you see how Chazal says something, it's worth keeping, even though you think it's not Negea, you never know one day it can be Negea, and you just keep what Chazal said, and that was the Gaon's Mahalach. And Chazon Ish was very, very proud of Reb Chaim Metzia. Oh. And the Piskei Tshuva in Yerideya brings from the Shlo, Hashem Menafsho Yirchak Mizeh, because the Torah wrote it all out. Therefore, there are two opinions. So first of all, let's go stage by stage. The time of the Gilui. So when do you have to do this? When is the Sakon of the Gilui? So there are two opinions. The Rambam says, Bein Boyim Bein Balayla. However, there are others that say, let's only keep it in the night, because by day, the Nechoshim are not so Motsui. Now, how much water does it have to be in a cup? Does it have to be revius? Does it have to be a barrel? So the answer for this is...
How wide?
Oh, we'll get that as well. Oh. So the answer for this is, if it's in a kedi, it says even a kosher, even a few droplets of water. However, if it's not in a kedi, let's say it's on the grounds, then you've got up to 40 saw. So that means if it's more than, so really there's two mahalchim in it. If there's more than 40 saw, there are those that say that doesn't matter anymore. If it's less than 40 saw, you've got a problem. However, some say punkt faket. If there's more than 40 saw, there is a problem. But if there's less than 40 saw, it's not a problem. Because it's, I mean, less than 40 saw is such a little bit. But if there's more than 40 saw, then it's a problem. Because and the Torah says, therefore one should be machmir, when it's on the ground, one should be machmir for a lot. So my problem really with this is, I don't have an answer, I'm happy if anyone can suggest me an answer. All the machmirim, they're all getting water from the wells, or from the reservoirs, or whatever it is, that's all left wide open. I do not have an answer, how do they get out of that? Much more than 40 saw, of course. No, so there's two opinions. The logics that say the other way around. More than 40 saw is a problem, less than 40 saw is not a problem. And the Torah says, Bimachme l'chumra. So it's counting the surah, it's Bimachme l'chumra. And of course, all the followers of the God, they all say, Bimachme. I wanted to phone up tonight the Mechaber of this Sefer, Mishrei Sekuf HaNefesh, Rav Lerner, but I didn't get managed out. Really, I still want to plan to ask him. It's a bothering kasha. I don't have a good answer. Shine. Now, how big does the cup have to be? So like we say, the cup is any size cup. Now, how long do you have to wait? How long is a shia? Is it a shia of it shouldn't be uncovered for an hour, for 5 minutes? So the Gemara says the shia is, k'dei sheyetzei me'oizen hakeli. We're not talking about these big fat snakes. There's poisonous worm snakes that can come in, and they can be hiding around the oizen hakeli. So the shia, that it's going to come from your oizen hakeli, go in, and not go back under the oizen hakeli, because you'll find it. It will go back to its hole. So, let's say if you're in the middle of the room, wait a minute till it gets back to its hole. So, it's a very short time. For those who are makbid, you should be makbid for the right shia, which is a short time, the time it can go in and back out, which is ganz chomo. And that's what you see, that's what the Krenkenevsky and the Mishpachta, that's what they do. I'll tell you an unbelievable story at the end from the Gaon. Oh, very good. So I'll think of this today. If you don't have oizen on the keli, polystyrene cup. So where's it? So in Choyer, it'll have to have a bit of a longer shia. It's going to have to come out. It's not, can't hide near the oizen hakeli, so I have to come out from the hole, let's say, get to the cup, and go back to the hole. So it'll be, let's say, 3 minutes, a bit longer. Yeah. So,
you got it in the fridge, it's
okay. Oh, excellent. You got it in the fridge. So Chazon Ish held that in the fridge, it's okay. It's called covered. And in the brackets of the sefer, it says either because it maybe because the snakes don't like coldness, don't like it too cold.
They can't get in.
Or pashas, they can't get in there. Yeah,
if it's.
Oh, so that's the thing. This thing is nothing to do with Rach Ra. It's a Vo of Sekom. That's Eres. What? You think so? I mean, they don't go in the wells. I don't know. What, then why is it...
The
Moloshoch, it does talk about Karka, when it's on Karka, it's the 40 Saw. So, do they go into 40... Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that's the chiddush. I was going to say now, they can, even if you have a sieve on the top of the kettle, it's still the gemara is a mefurish. Even the sani in the yayin, it comes through to the yayin because the snakes, the gemara says, is like a shfifa in there. They're very, very thin, very thin. Yerushalmi says a certain snake you can't even see it. It's kachut asara. They're very, very thin. And yeah, it's not the ones that we see in the midbar, but there are some around which are very thin and can get through holes, sieves, you know, today's pipe works and everything, they can get through it. That's where it's come from. People are mapping in the night.
So, no,
don't keep walking. Yeah. Yeah, and even if you're convinced that there's no snakes in Manchester, but yeah, there's another 1,004.
Yeah.
So if you I was just thinking that. What about the droplets? The droplets of. See, the lotion is. It's going extreme. The lashon is the keli kashu. The keli in them shiur of osahin ravi ma'at. I don't know what to say. It sounds.
Very good.
So here we go. So there's a few aterim. So hot water. So Chaim Kanievsky brings at the end of time of the Kroah, it comes from a Rambam already. The snakes are scared of steam. So if you have a hot cup of tea, okay. Unless you think it's going to cool down, so you can think. But yeah, so at the end of time of the Kroah, he's got Ha'oros from his sister. And he said that he used to tell his household to cover the pot. Actually, Al Hevel. Once it starts steaming already, you can leave the pot uncovered. And he told his family to cover his hot cup of tea. And also even leben. For those who go to Etzrol, the leben is a kind of yogurt, which is made out of milk and water, whatever it is, but it's something that... And even, he said like this, sometimes the leben have a cream on. So if it has a cream, and it's like thick, and you can see it's crystal clear, there's no holes, then you're okay. There's a rat, no snake. However, if it's so that's a simmer for the leaven. If it's something which is completely liquid, then there's no way it's not nikkah.
The snakes are kachut asara. Which hole are you going to see? I don't know.
Yeah.
Cook vegetables, cold water till it boils, takes a few minutes, then you go away. She goes out to the kitchen.
Yeah.
Cook it.
If it
boils, does that ever
stay
away?
No. So, I must say, cooked vegetables. You're right. In a soup. In a soup.
Yeah, but tea cooks, cold water, put carrots in the cold water.
If it boils, does that ever stay away?
No. No. So, see, if you cooked vegetables with it, then it's something. For some reason. It goes away. But if it's not vegetables, it's just water that's being cooked and it's cooled down, it'll come.
If you put cold water in a kettle,
yeah,
or in a glass, and you put it back in, boil it,
boil it.
And you let it open, but now it's hot now.
Yeah.
Disappeared.
Well, cold. Say, well, cold.
The snake came when it was cold.
It was cold.
In the microwave.
No, it's still in there. What? It's cooked it. Well, it's like germs, which is like gets. It doesn't say that over here. It says it's scared of hevel. If it's in, it's in. So again, let's remember. I'm giving an insight to those who are machmeh, and you like machmeh, you're welcome too. But however, the meaning I think today is machmeh drinks at night and not in the day. So it's just bear in mind, don't start machen your wife with sugar. it's an insight, and for those who want to machen, you can be machen. Now, let's go one step further. What about negelwasser? So, the thing is, the braisa says, the same braisa that says you can't drink water that's left overnight says also you can't wash with it. Why? Because a poison can go into a person's mouth and go into a person's leg, Khalila. Anything. So therefore, this cup of water that you had for negelwasser, you've left overnight, you've got to wash your hands with it, and it can penetrate, it can dry and penetrate into the person's gulf. Therefore, it's your du'a. There are many that cover the negelwasser at night. You can look in the picture books of Abraham Kanievsky, he has a Sefer David Amos Shalalocha, it's got every detail. You see, he has a bottle with a lid next to his bed. I don't know why he just didn't have a lid for his cup, a cover, I don't know. Next to his bed, you can see, has a bottle with a lid, everything's covered. It's very makbid. And if you're going to be makbid by the Kisidam in the morning, if makbid by the Kisidam for the Sutta as well, which is not, okay, it's less than a gear because you have taps, but it's the same thing. However, there are those that say, Mishnah Berurah says quite clear, that we're not makbid. Obviously, the Chazal wasn't going with this Mishnah Berurah, but Shittas and Mishnah Berurah is, if we're not makbid on it today, therefore, one doesn't have to cover the cup of the Tiyas Yadayim, and one doesn't have to cover the cups of the Tiyas Yadayim for the Sudah either. So that's the two ways Mishnah Berurah is going with the Shulchan Aruch, that there isn't anything today, and the Gaon and the Chazal Ish, they held there is Negeah today, therefore, they would cover the Tiyas Yadayim, and anything that was uncovered, they would throw away. Oh, what would you do with it? No, it's not mochi, you'd throw it away. The Chazon Ish was once told, he was told that a certain wine was left uncovered, and he told them to give it to a certain Kiddush, and tell them that was Megula, because many people are not Makbid. So one has to know, not Makbid, and his Chazon wants to know. If you want to Makbid it, you can just give it to someone else who's not Makbid, don't throw it away. That's been a gear to washing your damn reglaim. Yeah, so there's three stages. Mishmur says, B'chlal on a gear, that those are machme in Gansen, and those are machme only for drinking and not for washing. Because it's already gag or gag. You know, for drinking is one thing, but not to wash your hands is already.
Nighttime, still
feel nighttime. Yeah, nighttime, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So like we say.
No, Mishnah Berurah.
Yeah, so.
If you have it in there, if you don't have it, you can drink.
Yeah. You mean, do you have to make it for Yenna? No, so it's Yenna's problem. He should. Some of the makbid will have his own shchita, will have his own drinking, will have his. Yeah. Well, he can go to a bottle and drink it himself. Of course. Yeah, 100% sure, 100% sure. And Kankowski will take it from a bottle. He won't take it from the jug that was left. Of course. Now, I'll finish off with the mice of the Gaon. The Gaon that we spoke about is very, very makbid. The Gaon said someone who is brought in the Siddur Hagra, not the Ishi Yisrael one, the other one, on the top before Shmuel Esther, the Nusach is Azoi, Mishan Niza, B'Tachlis HaChumras, B'Gilui, Kol Mashkin Umayin Nishtia, if you nizer with tachlis chumras of gilui, lo yovel loy machshava zor b'tfilosay. We'll never get machshava zor b'tfilah. Listen to the story. Pinchas Plotsk. I'm trying to bring down the story. It is the masharas of the Gaon. Now, the Gaon had warned him very stark, never give me a drink that was left open. And there was one night, not day, it was a night, that was a terrible storm outside and the windy. The only Captain Macklin that he would only get a drink from Fuligan from the plump, which was the tap or something like that, the chotza of the shul in Vilna. That's where he'd get his drink from. Now it's a little walk from his house to the chotza, and it was a terribly stormy night, thundering and storms. And Mosharas, he said, Kenish, today, tonight is not the weather to go out for me. I'm not going out. He gave in, and he gave a cup from a left-open jug from the kitchen, and he gave it to the Gaon, and the Gaon knew nothing about it. Till the next morning, the Gaon down the Shachris, and the Gaon, Mesharasul, Kemaher, and he gave him Alapanim. He said, you, I know the fact you gave me last night, Gilui. How do I know? Because I had a certain picture, bilbul in my mind, the whole Shemin Esra. And I know it was because you gave me Gilui. And he gave him a chokha, and he told him off, this may never happen again. This was one, when it happened, this was one story. There was another story that happened, similar story, the Gaon. This was the Shamash of the Gaon, the same thing. This time it was a little bit worse. He gave the Shamas gave the Gaon some Mayim Megula, and the Shamash denied it at the beginning, and the Gaon forced him, admit to me that you gave me Gilui. And eventually the Shamash admitted it and he apologized. And the Gaon had realized from his tefillah. So what's the kesha? You see from here that it's not only a sekhana, there's obviously a dvarm shepa katusha in it. This is the Gaon Shetosid. Even though there's no sekhana today, but there's another 1,004 reasons Chazal didn't tell us, and we have to keep it.
What's
Ruach Ra, though? So it's not going to do Ruach Ra.
No, I'm saying there is a problem with
Ruach Ra
as well. No,
not going to get to this. There's a problem of Ruach Ra under a bed that a person sleeps.
Food
and drink under, or in a metal jug, there's something else. A flask, there's a whole shayla. There's something else. Not stam a glass, the bottle, plastic is not Negea. It's only a sekona. Those who are makbid, keep it up. Those who don't want makbid, have what to be semcha on the Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch, and we should have sort of status at Shalom and Gezunt.